The next bright morning was the weekend. Andre and his grandfather were going to meet his grandpa's home. Andre expected the man to live in a lavish and luxurious home with his velvet drapes and stairs that climbed up from both sides of the doorway. He didn't know what to expect of his newly found grandfather. Just thinking about it made Andre snicker. It was a miracle, almost impossible to happen, but it was true. He looked down from his shattered window and surveyed the area from the subway station clock that was outside the steps. 9:41 a.m. Andre picked up his bag and dashed out the door and made his way down to the subway station. Andre went down to the busy steps that led to a herd of people staring down a strange tunnel. It was all new to Andre, but if he wanted to make a good impression on his grandpa, then he would need to take the subway down to Lawrence Boulevard. He turned to the right, left searching around for a place to purchase a ticket. He looked up and found the sign right above him. It led to a machine that he would need to use. He pressed a button on the glowing screen on the kiosk. A loud voice of a woman came on. It said, "Please put in your destination." He clicked on the screen and the same voice came on. Andre's temper started to escalate slowly. After a while, Andre got a ticket, or what he thought was a meaningless piece of paper, that he waited almost an hour for. The time was now 10:50 a.m. The subway around. Andre looked up and searched around to find where the voice came from. "The subway to Lawrence Boulevard is coming shortly," a voice announced. Andre looked up and searched around to find where the voice was coming from. He was spooked. First, the strange glowing screen that he got from his ticket from, and now the weird voice that came from the nowhere. Andre ignored it. He was famished. He found a bench that he plopped on. Slowly, his eyelids closed, his body movement nonchalantly to the left. Hours went by. A group of police walked near him and jerked Andre forward.